that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad.
It's time for the Spirit and Truth broadcast, sponsored by the Free Pentecostal Church of Harriman. Address all correspondence to Brother David Spakes, 1050 Rome Street, Harriman, Tennessee, 37748. And here's your evangelist, Brother David.
If you have a physical or a spiritual need today, you can call 882-7360. Or, if you feel the Spirit of the Lord is urging you to give and to satisfy the needs of some of the people who may call in, you can call 882-7360. It's my hope and it's my prayer that Christians who want to obey the Word of God and give as Jesus commanded can help satisfy some of these needs that people have in the county. And as I say each and every week, I just wish that none of these gifts, none of these things that people want to give would pass through my hands. I would prefer that people give and receive, and this ministry just be a contact point for giving out addresses and such as that. So if you have a need or if you want to give this week, be sure and call that number anytime during the week. Now we're going to begin a message today and start it out of the Old Testament. And I really didn't know what to call it. The Lord was just speaking to me this week, and He showed me a chapter 26 in Leviticus, and I couldn't turn away from this chapter. It was something that just stuck with me, and it's like the Lord was compelling me to speak a message out of Leviticus 26. And so I don't know what the purpose of it is, whether it goes out to a group of people or whether there's just one person today that's going to hear this message. But I know that, I know that God has ordained it because He said that whatever word is he sends forth, he said it will not return unto him void, but it will accomplish the purpose that he sets it forth to do. Now we're going to begin reading in Leviticus chapter 26, starting at verse 13. I am the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, that ye should not be their bondmen, and I have broken the bands of your yoke and made you go upright. Now in Leviticus, the Egyptians had the children of Israel in bondage for almost 300 years, or for almost 200 years. And Moses has just led them out of Egypt by the hand of God through the plagues that he sent on Egypt. And now they have come out of Egypt, and they're in the wilderness at Mount Sinai, and God is giving the children of Israel the laws that he wants them to begin doing as a part of the covenant that he establishes with them. And essentially that covenant is you be my people, and I'll be your God, and I'll take care of you, but you need to obey my commandments. And if you think about that, now this is out of the Old Testament, and it, again, it applies to the Hebrews of the Old Testament and of several thousand years ago, but it also applies to the people that are living today. Now the conditions have changed a little bit. Today, before a person gets saved and says a sinner's prayer and dedicates their life to God, before they say that sinner's prayer, they're not bound by the land of Egypt. They're bound by Satan and his kingdom. I know last week I was speaking on Father's Day and how our Father is in which art in heaven. But I also was pointing out how people who haven't dedicated their life to God and said that sinner's prayer and drawn nigh unto God, that their father is the devil because they are in bondage to them. Because of the original sin of Adam, our loyalties and everything that we had was given to the devil. We were children of the devil, my friend. But here, here the Bible says that just as the Hebrews were brought out of the land of Egypt, they were released from their bondage, and it says their yokes were broken. My friend, 2,000 years ago, Jesus came on this earth to loose our yokes and to free us from our bondage. He said, "Whom the Son hath set free is free indeed," my friend. And that's why he said that, because, my friend, people who are out in the world and who have not accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior are bound by the devil. The Bible says that we are servants to that sin if Jesus has not set us free. And I'm sure that you know as well as I do that the blood of Jesus can set us free if we'll only believe that Jesus came to earth and died for our sins, and he shed his blood so that we could have life and have it everlasting life, my friend. If we can believe that, and we can accept that, and we can believe Jesus Christ and ask Him to be our Savior, my friend, we will be set free from that same house of bondage. Not Egypt, but the bondage that Satan has put around man. Now let's read on. Now God says here, "But if ye will not hearken unto me, and will not do all these commandments," the commandments that God was giving to the Hebrews, verse 15, "And if ye shall despise my statutes, or if your soul abhor my judgments, so that ye will not do all my commandments, but that ye break my covenant, I also will do this unto you. I will even appoint over you terror, consumption, and the burning ague, that shall consume the eyes, and cause sorrow of the heart. Ye shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it. And I will set my face against you, and ye shall be slain before your enemies. They that hate you shall reign over you, and ye shall flee when none pursueth you." Now here, God is telling the children of Israel that He has fulfilled His side of the commandment. He is the covenant. He has brought them out of the land of Egypt. He is providing them protection. And the one stipulation is that the children of Israel must obey the commandments that God set before them. Now, we know that today to be the law of Moses, which included the Ten Commandments and included a lot of the laws written in the book of the Leviticus. But a lot of people say today that those laws have passed away. My friend, just as God brought the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, out of their bondage, my friend, He has also brought us out of a land of bondage, which was, we were captured by Satan. He brought us out of that land of bondage. And my friend, as much as I have read the Bible, as much as I have studied the Bible, I have not found where the situation changed when Jesus came to earth. And we'll get over there. Turn over to Matthew chapter 5, and we'll start reading in verse 16. God, throughout history, throughout the history of the Bible, all He ever wanted His servants to do was obey Him and serve Him and do the commandments that He sent out to do. And I know there's a lot of people today that say, well, you know, those old commandments are passed away. They just apply to the Hebrews. They don't mean anything for us today. My friend, I don't find that to be scriptural, my friend. I cannot find in the Bible where Jesus said that those old laws were going to be passed away when He died. I cannot find it. If anybody can find that, I'd like you to write to me and tell me where that's at. My address is 1050 Roan Street in Harriman, Tennessee. You can hear it again at the close of the message. But here in Matthew chapter 5, in verse 16, Jesus said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all things be fulfilled." He said that not one little thing would pass from the law till all things be fulfilled. And my friend, we've still got another book of the Bible to live through, which is Revelation. That's a prophetic book of things that's going to happen in the future. And they're speaking about the end of the world. So my friend, all things have not been fulfilled. There are things yet that God has spoken that have not been fulfilled. And Jesus said, until it be fulfilled, until the end of the world come and everything be fulfilled, He said, not one jot or one tittle shall pass from the law. All that God ever wanted from His children, He set His children apart. He said, you're a priestly nation among me, speaking to the children of Israel. He said, you're a priestly nation, you're a chosen people. And my friend, it says the same thing in the New Testament for Christians. It says you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. My friend, God has set you apart if you have said that sinner's prayer and you have asked Jesus to come into your life and be your Savior. My friend, all that has happened when Jesus came to earth is He replaced the animal sacrifices that made atonement for our sins. The only thing that I found that changed, my friend, is the fact that no longer do we have to sacrifice animals to get us closer unto God. We just have to accept the blood that Jesus shed one time on the cross. But obeying the commandments is what is the thing that God wanted His children to do. That's the only thing He ever asked His children to do, was to be obedient unto Him. Now, if you turn back into Leviticus chapter 26, there where I began reading in 14, it told all the bad things that would happen if the children of Israel did not obey the commandments that he set before them. But in verse 18, there's even more. He said, "If you will not yet for all this hearken unto me, I will punish you yet seven times more for your sins. And your strength shall be spent in vain, and your land shall not yield her increase, neither shall the trees of the land yield their fruits." Now, a lot of people today don't raise gardens. They don't have to farm their crops. But my friend, there in verse 16, it says that what you sow your seed in vain, your enemies shall eat it. My friend, haven't you ever gone out and you've worked real hard all week and earned some money and you thought you had some extra money, you worked some overtime, but then it just so happened that an extra bill came in, or a bill collector came to knock on the door and he wanted that extra money? My friend, the Bible says that if we serve God, Jesus will rebuke the devourer for our sakes. Because it seems like no matter how much you get, the devil can send someone that's going to devour the money that you get, that's going to devour what you've worked for. And my friend, it works the same way, just as in the Old Testament, when the children of Israel were planting their crops and doing the work that they had to do, when they disobeyed God and they lived in sin, my friend, God came down and he wiped those crops out. The fruit, the yield, what they would harvest would be destroyed. The devil would take it away. And it works the same way today, my friend. We work hard, but if we don't obey God and keep his commandments, then he can allow Satan to come in there and devour up everything that you work for. In Ecclesiastes chapter 12, the priests that are writing these books are evaluating the situation here. And their conclusion is this, in Ecclesiastes 12, starting in verse 13, he says, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment, with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil." My friend, we're going to be accounted for everything we do, whether it be good or whether it be for evil. In Revelation chapter 20 and verse 12, John said, "I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which was the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works." My friend, if you have said the sinner's prayer and you have drawn nigh unto God, you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you've done a good thing. You have drawn closer to God. That's the first step. But Jesus said that salvation is like you're being born again. It's a fresh start. It's not an ending time. It's a time to begin your life over as a babe in Christ, to begin working for God, to begin living for God, to begin doing the commandments that the Lord has set us out to do. Because in the end time, my friend, Jesus is going to present us before the Father. And he's going to say, you know, "These are my children." And he said, "If you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you," Jesus said. If we're ashamed of him in this life, then he's going to be ashamed to present us before the Lord. But even after he does that, the books are going to be opened and we're going to be judged. That sinners and saints alike are going to be judged according to their works. That's not what I say. That's what the Bible says, my friend. The Lord said it. I just read it. My friend, the Lord only wants us to obey his commandments. Now, salvation is by grace through faith. That I'm not saying anything against that. I'm just saying that once we have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, that it's not an ending point. It's a beginning point, a time to begin living for God, a time to serve God. It's not a time to give up and say, "Well, I'm saved, so I can do what I want to." No, my friend, it's a time to begin serving God and obeying his commandments. For this, Ecclesiastes said, is the whole duty of man. It's about time for me to go, so let me make a few announcements before I do. You're invited to come to the Free Pentecostal Church where Arthur York Jr. is the pastor. Now, the church is located near downtown Harriman on the hill behind the Robo Car Wash. The regular services are Sunday morning at 11 a.m., Sunday evening at 7 p.m., and Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Now, mark this on your calendar. Sunday night, July the 1st, the Cornerstones from Sevierville will be singing at the church. Now, I haven't heard them myself, but Sister Bethel says they're one of the best spirit-led gospel groups that she's ever heard. So, you know, be sure and invite someone and come out and enjoy a night of praise and fellowship with us next Sunday night, July the 1st. Don't forget to listen to the evening edition of the Spirit and Truth broadcast tonight at 6 o'clock here on WBBX. And as I remind you each and every week, keep in mind John chapter 4, verse 24, which says, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
This has been the Spirit and Truth broadcast, sponsored by the Free Pentecostal Church of Harriman. Address all correspondence to Brother David Spakes, 1050 Rome Street, Harriman, Tennessee, 37748.